Hey Beautiful, 100 episodes. Even saying it seems surreal. We are celebrating 100 stories. On the 1st of September 2020, in that year that we don't really want to go back to, that year, I clicked the button and published the first ever Africana Woman with Chulu podcast episode. Seriously, who knew that one click would change my life forever? 100 stories. Good morning, beautiful Africana Woman visionaries, AWV retreat, AWV book club, AWV marketing course, masterclasses, the connections, the friendships, the business partnerships that have been made. Come on, put your hand on your heart if you have benefited from Africana Woman. I am so grateful for all of you. In true African style, we have an excuse to dress up and party. It shall be the party of the year. Saturday, 24th September, the fiesta is happening in Kabwe. A live podcast recording, meeting your Africana woman sisters, the fashion, the food, the music. Whether the weather be, we are partying, my friends. So grab your ticket today, visit our website, africanawoman.com, or send an email, Africana Woman, you know who you are, assemble.
Okay, so in the Africana Woman community, we have a saying which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have four questions for you. Are you ready?
Okay. Oh boy. Yes, I think.
Okay, so the first one is, what are you rooted to?
Oh boy. Well, I think my Zambian heritage, this is very, very important for me. That's one of the reasons why I could be La Zambiana on YouTube, for example, which is, I always make a hashtag. It's my Twitter handle, my Instagram. But I think it's very important for me to be Ingutu J. Muvanga, because that's being part, showing I'm part Lozi, part Bemba. I'm very, very rooted in this aspect about my diverse and very rich cultural heritage.
Okay. So what are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
My mind. More and more, because I think I've mentioned I'm a mom, I'm doing a lot of other things. So there's music I listen to because I want to react to it, yes? But then there's music I listen to just for me, just for my heart, for my mind, for my mood. Yeah. So I'm stuck. You will not believe it. I'm stuck in the 1960s musically, my own like personal selection. I listen to a lot of Ella Fitzgerald because I love her voice. She's, oh my God. I'm like, if I could sing, I can't. If I could, if I had some little talent, I would love to have been able to sing like her. So she really, her music really cures my soul. Also related to music, I'm very selfish. I do these music reactions because mentally, you know, and in my heart, I desperately miss home. I don't know if I mentioned, I live in the north of Spain. So I miss home a lot. So music videos, music from Zambia, they are like they cure my homesickness. So that covers my mental and my spiritual also. It's related to music, but you know, this tells you how very important music is to me, you know? So sometimes I watch videos, yes, for the entertainment factor, but because it cures my homesickness. And then for the physical, currently, I'm doing a lot of like walking in the city where I live. We are fortunate. We have like a river, and there's like a long, like promenade, I guess I can call it. And I walk a lot on there, you know, because it's pretty calm, it's pretty chill, it's very nice, very nice. It's just really, really nice. And then when we can, we get out of the city and we do walks. I find that I do a lot. So I have a great pair of sneakers and walking shoes. So that covers the mental, the spiritual, and I think the emotional.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
Oh my. Oh. I don't want to lie. I don't know. Do I have a weakness to become a superpower? Oh boy. My passion for sharing stories, for talking, for at a personal level. I'm always, you know, initially when you ask me, what's Zambia like? You know, I remember when I, and then I was like, what is Zambia like? Like, why would this person ask me this? You know, and then I thought about it and was like, there's a lot of awesome things to talk about Zambia. So wait a minute. I don't see it immediately, but this question made me see how many amazing things there are out of Zambia. And not just things, because that's also the danger. When people ask you, you're like, oh yeah, the Mosio Tunia Falls in Livingston. But it's not just wildlife. It's not just national treasures. It's not just because we have copper. I think I've moved on from telling that one boring story about the amazing physical resources that we have as a nation. And I talk more about people doing things. You know, some people see it immediately and they say, no, in Zambia, we have this scientist, we have this author. It's taken me a while to get to that point of storytelling, you know, for Zambia. And it would be a weakness before, because I also didn't know, because I was like, I live in Zambia. What need is there in me knowing who the author of XYZ is, or the guy who made what film? You know, I'm Zambian. This information is always going to be there, you know, but when you're confronted with the question about your country, your heritage, your culture, your people, you know, then you're forced to also think a little bit more. Can I talk about something more about Zambia? Is there something more to talk about? And yes, there is. There's so much amazing stuff. So much.
Love it.
I hope that
answers your question. Yeah, I love it. Okay. And the final question is, what do you know as a certainty?
Oh, love in whatever shape or form. Mother, child, between lovers, between siblings, between friends. Oh my God, it's the most precious, the most important thing. And my hope is that everyone gets to experience love, whatever shape. Okay. So this is a terrible example, but if you love chocolate, I hope you find the chocolate that when you see it, when you taste it, it enlightens joy in your heart. Or you find a person when you say you love them, you really, really, really do, because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You might be in the pits, you know. We all have moments where you're like, I'm not super positive, I'm not super happy, I'm not really excited. But when you think about that one person or one thing that you love, I hope it lights a fire under you.